Hey, what you waiting on? Check, checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show. Turn your radio on. Chelsea just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium. I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother. Make you think with your medulla. You a student. I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students. Nah, everyone can do it. Do this. I ain't new to this. My style is rich. It's lucrative. Maneuver through it. You know it's fashion. You know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. You could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Daly. Shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly. You know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony. Go BBS Radio.
And for him to come down should tell you the importance of this historic case. I'm Christopher Rea, the assistant director in charge of the FBI New York field office. Today, as you've heard, our office conducted a massive nationwide takedown from two indictments of 34 defendants for their alleged involvement in two separate illegal poker and sports betting schemes where, as you heard, the odds were rigged in their favor. Among these defendants are 13 members and associates of the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families, to include capos and soldiers from these families. Additionally, as you heard, current and former NBA coaches and players are also implicated, to include Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier.
Now, we're live here. Listen, this is Tony Sands. We're breaking news here on the Tony Sands Show on BBS Radio. We're bringing it to you. If it's going to be brought to you, we're going to bring it to you. We're going to break this show down tonight, piece by piece. I got my guy. He's basketball and law enforcement. So how better can you break this show down when you got somebody that's involved in law enforcement and been involved in basketball since he's been young? So he knows this inside and out. We talked today to talk about going over this. Now, guys, if you want anybody that's out there that want to chime in, you can call us direct at 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471 live here on the Tony Sands Show on BBS Radio. Welcome to the show, my man. More love. What's happening?
What's going on, T? What's going on with you?
Man, listen, your world is getting rocked. Basketball is getting rocked right now, man.
No.
Wow.
Woke up this morning with the news, yeah. Breaking news. It was seeing the athletes that play basketball in a situation in gambling. And it's a talk of the town.
And Timo, like I tell people, you know, you're in law enforcement. So when you woke up this morning, and we're going to talk about I don't want to talk about the basketball aspect. I want to talk about the law enforcement side of this. When you see this as a, and put on your law enforcement hat, when you seen this, what went through your mind as law enforcement?
Well, at law enforcement, you know, the investigation, they have to have something. Do process, you know, the three-letter alphabet. Have to have something to investigate it. Knowing that these guys or professional athletes make all this money and they go through a process like this, they have to investigate the situation. And when they investigate a situation like this, they realize these guys was doing something illegal and wasn't right.
And you say it wasn't right. So that means once this, and you, I'm quite sure, been on investigations as long as you've been in law enforcement, from to where the Alphabet Boys come in. Everybody old that don't know who the Alphabet Boys is, that's the DEA, the FBI, the CIA, and the list goes on. So when I say the Alphabet Boys, that's what I mean. When You going after high-profile guys such as Chauncey Billups. I mean, Trailblazers head coach. How in the industry of professional sports, outside of the owner, you can't get no higher outside of owner, general managers, whatever. When you talk about a head coach, you're talking about the top of the industry. And people don't realize, and this is what I'm going to read this more, and then I want to get back to your question. When it comes to gambling, the AGA reports estimates that American wagers $63.8 billion with illegal bookies and offshore sites at a cost of $38 billion in gambling revenue and $700 million in state taxes. So, when you hear those numbers, when you hear $63 billion, and you look at the revenue that is being and how much this stuff is costing.
Yes.
From the law standpoint, law enforcement standpoint, when you see this investigation and they say, okay, we're hearing Chauncey Billups. How do one get to know that, hey, here is a someone like a Chauncey Billups is involved in this situation, and we need to look further into this to see just how much and how deep does, how much he knows. If he was just one of the gamblers within this, or just going in the house, and we know growing up in the inner city, there are gambling houses. We call them number houses, gambling houses.
Yeah.
That goes on. And any way that you can bet in America, bets are being waged, whether it's, from, and the list goes on, especially when it comes to sports. Right. So now when you see this, and from a law enforcement standpoint, and Chauncey Billups is involved, how do one in law enforcement get this type of information that, hey, Chauncey Billups is involved in this situation?
Well, they get the Luna Man first. And then think about it, what happened to the guys who were losing through the scam, through the process, keep losing. It's a reason. If you were gambling, I was gambling in that situation, and we were there, and we losing $7 million, $1 billion, and all the rates are losing every time we go. You got to let them win sometime, it's the little man is catching, then the little man tells what about the big man, with the big catch, and that's how it goes. Because somebody told them, and that's when they actually started doing an investigation on Chauncey Billups, and that's what made him with Damon Jones, them to be a part of this mafia program. I mean, and it's so sad because people gamble, and everybody gambles. Everybody gambles in the United States. Everybody gambles. Right. That's a big revenue, right, like you say. But they trying to control it, and what happened is that the big fish got caught, and they going down for this. They gonna go down for what they done and scheming people.
But we say they're going to go down. Normally, and Thomas, if we can't play that, play a little bit more of that, because I want people when they look at this video to understand you got the director of the FBI. We normally don't see the director of the FBI at a press conference. Can you continue to play that for me, please?
Are charged for their alleged roles in both schemes. This alleged illegal gambling operation hustled unwitting victims out of tens of millions of dollars and created a financial pipeline for La Cosa Nostra to help fund and facilitate their organized criminal activity. Victims were attracted to play alongside well-known professional athletes and coaches like Chauncey Billups, only to be unknowingly deceived through rigged shuffling machines.
Stop it right there, Thomas. Stop right there. Now, when you hear that, they said, you heard how they used Chauncey Billups' name. So I'm wondering, was Chauncey Billups the guy that said, hey, listen, coming back, if you and I, And we knew, hey, Chauncey Billups is at this. He's doing. We're going to feel a little open and say, okay, yeah, let me get in. If he in it, then it got to be cool. It's got to be straight. It's got to be legit because Chauncey Billups, here we are, the head, the NBA coach for the Trailblazers, is involved in this situation. Allegedly, as we know, and I'm always say right now, I want us to understand, we're saying allegedly because it's just, we don't know what the end, we don't know how deep Chauncey is, we don't know how deep Rozier, we don't know how deep these guys are in when it comes to this, but we know their names are the big names along with, as they called off, three crime families. We hear gambling, we hear gambling in the hood, and we say, okay, it's got to be, all right, that's just the brothers gambling, they're doing their thing. But when you're hearing crime families, mafia, this ain't no little bit of people. We're talking about the mob. The mafia families are in, you're linked. And as we know in the hood, once you link up with the mob, there's no coming back. And I know a lot of people are wondering, how would a guy like Chauncey, because I think Chauncey's made like $100 million just in basketball alone. Just in basketball alone. How do one like him, what's that, Bo?
Commercials. You know what I'm saying? And
correct.
The TV show, you know, everything he does, he makes a lot of money. So I'm still confused why, but we talked about that earlier, why, you know, but go ahead.
And as you said, but we're still on it from, I'm still taking your view from law enforcement when.
Right.
You hear this and on your law enforcement side, we haven't tapped into your basketball side yet. But as the law enforcement side, you hearing this. For a guy like Chauncey, especially when we know, I think the FBI has a success rate of what, 90-something percent? 90? Yes. When you know they're coming at you, that means there's been a trail. It has led back to you, and it's enough to where they feel confident because, you know, anytime you go out to a high-profile guy, you got to make sure that you have your I's dotted and your T's crossed because you know it can't come back. We're talking about the federal government. And if you look to the right, that's the big dog sitting next to him as he's doing the press conference. Thomas, continue to play a little bit more of that press conference, please.
In their favor, as alleged, and as you just heard from the U.S. Attorney's Office. This alleged scheme wreaked havoc across the nation, exploiting the notoriety of some and the wallets of many to fund the Italian crime families here in New York. Let me be clear about this fact. The FBI has not and will never take their eye off the ball when it comes to Italian organized crime in this city, specifically the LCN and the five families here in New York. We are not going to permit any criminal enterprise, whether it be Italian organized crime, Asian organized crime, Eurasian organized crime, we're not going to permit any of those organized crime families and organizations to operate in our city or our country, as evidenced by the 11 states that were also participating in this operation.
And as he said, you guys, he said five families. That's five mafia families. But he also said this is an 11-state investigation. There's 11 states, Maurice, that is taking part in this investigation. So now when you say 11 states, this is not just a New York thing. That's just where they're at. But we see that more that this is not just New York. He said 11 states. So that means with the 11 states, and as they're saying, it's still an ongoing investigation. How many more trees can be turned over in this process? How many more names fall? How many more people fall by tomorrow on this case?
A lot. There's going to be a lot that's going to come out. And when they do that investigation, it's going, people just start talking. It's called name calling. When they come at you, sign name, because they don't want to do that sign. You know,
yes.
When you do investigation like that, because you sit there and you look and you take your time. And like you say, and they for 2 years they did charge you, Philip. And,
of
and
course.
They know. And then Damon Jones and Terry Rozier, you know, his situation, he got where he was. He got the NBA to investigate him, but however, they get back, we're back again on him. So they are taking their time on this and his gambling thing. And they, like you say, he said, we're not going to allow the mafia to run, do what they're doing in the United States. Or in those 11 states, what he got going in the United 11 states. So there is a major issue on that. And just the NBA, well, the law enforcement itself, you know, being law enforcement, they had a couple of guys themselves in Atlanta were doing some things that worked to have little places like that. And they bust little places, you know, because it's all over the place. But it's Grambling is worldwide, you know.
But see, that
this is major for the NBA.
And, Mark, and this is why, you know, I hear people when they say they're gambling on football, they're gambling on basketball. And I'm wondering, in basketball, it is so easy to fix it. And we saw, as this investigation is leading, that what was going on. Because all I got to do is, like I say, all I do is fake an injury. If you got a bet that I would play X amount of minutes, and all of a sudden, when it get close to that, I say, oh, I got an ankle injury. And I come out. Listen, the betting revenue wins. And people are not, they don't understand that. And look, you got a coach like Chauncey Billups that's in this, allegedly involved in this gambling situation. If the mafia come to him and say, "Mafia, hey, listen, you're going to put this amount of dollars on that you're going to lose." Chauncey got to say, okay, if I know I'm playing L.A., I can set up an offense and a defense that cannot stop L.A., but no one would know it. They'll just sit and say, Chauncey called some crazy stuff out there, but not understanding why Chauncey, and I'm quite sure it's going to go back now and be revealed if some of that was taking place. And I know, like I said, when you get arrested right after the game last night, right after your team played, it is mind-boggling. I know to this day when you say all of a sudden a Chauncey Billups and I, you know, it's arrested because as we say, allegedly, I'm going to say, we can take the brother out the hood, but we can't take the hood out the brother because ain't no way you're that high up. I'm over here. Unless at some point Chauncey got in bed with them when at some point he was possibly financially in a situation. But you made over $100 million. But we know in that world, $100 million can go real easy.
Right. How you get in bed like that? What? Tell me what makes you get in debt? What is your game for you?
You're getting
them. Them men, they gambling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're getting in bed with. You're not getting in bed with the local dope dealer in the community. Okay, they got a gambling thing. You owe this man some money. You peeping out the window to see if he is going to, you know, ride by. You're getting in bed with the mafia.
Right.
Some people that have the ability to take out everybody within your family. So now, when we look at this, can either one of these guys say, hey, listen, I don't want this time. I'm going to turn state. That's going to be hard because the people that you're turning, that's your codependent right now, is part of the five mafia families, five of the five. And we know what happens. You know what the mob tell you? The mob will tell you, hey, listen, mob tell you, you know, we know where your son Billy Bob go to school. We know the route he takes.
Right.
It could be, it would be a tragedy It would be a tragedy if a car hit. Oh, we know where your wife get her hair done. We know where your wife get her nails done. It would be a tragedy if her car was blown. So right now, in that situation, you got to take that. You got to ride now because you cannot say anything because a person your high profile can't go into protective custody and never to be seen again. This is the, Go ahead, Mo.
I really want to go to court. We're going to go to court and just hear the case, how they got the information all the way through. Who
now,
so, cause it's going to come. It's going to come out.
As we're on the air right now, I am waiting. I'm getting the indictment. I'm getting the complete indictment on it, and I'm going to read it up. And in that indictment, it's going to tell us a little bit more deeper about what is taking place with this case. This case, I guarantee you, there are some guys right now, Mo, that are shaking in their boots. They're shaking in their boots.
Right.
And on my Facebook stream, my man, Wayne was saying there's too many snitches hanging around the weed. Your choice of circles is out. Like you say, they're, the circles is out. And my guy Darryl, he said, if the illegal betting is illegal betting, why would you tell people you can't trust? And D, I don't think it was that he couldn't, he would tell somebody that he couldn't trust. I think they got infiltrated from the inside. I guarantee you, they either busted, they busted somebody probably on something else, And I guarantee you that guy, and it was probably somebody associated with them all. And they probably told him, hey, listen, I got a bigger fish for you. Allegedly, I got a bigger fish here.
Right.
I got a. I, this thing go big. This I can get you Chauncey Billups. And I'm telling you, it go like that because when I interviewed Sammy Smith said that's what they told the federal investigators. A guy told him that, you know, hey, it was an informant. Hey, listen, I can get you Sammy Smith. And the people at that time said, nah, Sammy ain't involved in that. He said, oh, yeah, I can get you Sammy Smith. So we know that. For that to get infiltrated, that got infiltrated by somebody that's trying to knock their time down, but they know some information. If I give you the bigger fish, will you give me less time or would you possibly give me immunity? I guarantee you. I guarantee it.
Definitely.
And I'm just baffled on how you got Terry Rozier. That's you're playing. You're making your money. How was he drawn into it? And you got to remember, he was already at one point under investigation with the NBA. It was clear. Now, but the NBA, I'm questioning, they still know that at that time he was still being investigated because of the security team. But the NBA probably said, well, we don't got enough for him. But the FBI say, hey, we got some trails on it. We know this thing is deeper than that. It is deeper than that. And like you say, these.
Right.
I always say it's hard to bet on something where what you're betting on and the betting game is married to each other. It's almost like you got a husband and a wife, and all of a sudden they're splitting the monies out. Or the wife not saying, hey, you know, my husband, boom, boom, boom. She's going to always wager on that side. So, remember, the NBA, this ain't the first time that this gambling thing done came up with the NBA, though. You remember it was involving the referees.
Yeah, that referee,
You remember?
That was, what, so, 15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, so this is not nothing new to the NBA at all. And Mo, in your, as you've been turning over the leaves in this, what's some of the things that has caught your eye from the basketball standpoint of this game?
Well, the honesty, first of all, at the end of the game, you know, it takes, you know, when you watch the NBA, they have changed since, you know, we watched it when we were growing up. Now things are different. People look at it like, is the game rigged? Is it, well, you know, is he really injured? And like we were taught this morning, like, the injury, they know injuries. I watched ESPN today, they know an injury early in the morning. where they tell them at the end, at nighttime, oh, you're not playing.
Yes.
Before the game. Well, they know before in the morning time, well, LeBron is not playing. AD's not playing. And I was listening this morning that it was saying that somebody got in trouble with the mob with AD and LeBron was supposed to play, but they played. And
yes.
I can't remember who it was. And they were upset. They lost some money. And the mob was mad at them because they played. They were trying to play that game.
Yes. Yep.
So, you know, the mobsters and the basketball, they just try to control who wins and who loses. And integrity of the game has just changed, man. And it's just not right for the other kids to, and people who want to watch the games, spend all the money, thinking that, oh, I'm going to see my best player, Michael Jordan play or Kobe play, and then he's injured. He's not giving the best, so he's turning the ball over. Or rather make a bad call. That was a bad call. But it's not only in basketball, we know. We're just talking about basketball. And it's coming again in football, it's coming in baseball. It's there.
Now you said coming again. But listen, and I'm going to jump. I want to jump to this tape. Thomas, if you can, get that first tape soundbite ready and then get ready. Get it at 12:40. And we're going to zoom into that after. And you say more is coming because they understand it. From there's been some political things tied to this whole situation.
Right.
Thomas, Thomas, start it at 12:40. And this was from first take this morning once the news started breaking from Stephen A. Smith on his point of view of how this may be going to play out. Play it at the 12:40. Start it there. Yes, start there, Thomas.
And everybody has to pay attention to, and this is where I come in. We're sitting on here on the sports show doing first take. We all know what other stuff that I do. We know what world that I live in terms of politics. How many times, for one incident after another, have I said, Trump is coming. He's coming. I'm going to say it on national television again. Bad Bunny is performing at the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden you hearing ICE is going to be there looking to engage in mass deportations. The Super Bowl, disrupting things. Big night for the NBA. Wembanyama put on a show. That has now been smeared because we're talking about this story, okay? Remember, Trump has a long, long history connected to the world of sports because he had those casinos. Where do you think folks were coming half the time? I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about the culture. When people want to go to a casino, when people want to gamble, when people want to party or whatever the case may be, this was his kind of connection to that. Why am I glad you're here, Monica? Because don't be surprised if the WNBA is next on his list. Mm-hmm. Because when you've got all of these protests that have been going out there and people that have been protesting against him and what have you, this man is coming. He's coming. And I've been saying it for a long time. And to me, this is the latest nugget of evidence that we're talking about right here. That's not to question the legitimacy of the case. We don't know. We're all sitting up here and we're saying that we don't know. But anybody that has been around him, anybody that has talked to him, anybody that has seen his reactions from the sports leagues and the positions that people have taken, they are not surprised at what's going on today. I'm watching a press conference with the director of the FBI. Tell me when we've seen that. We've seen people, we've seen accusations before. We've seen athletes get in trouble with the law before. You don't see the director of the FBI having a press conference.
Stop right there, Tim.
An accident.
We see where this is going. And as he brought up other sports, he brought up the WNBA. The WNBA, their stand, how they stands was in the political realm of this. So to say that sports and politics are not being meshed together, they are. Gambling, and when the NFL, the NBA, and all these professional sport teams decided that they wanted to bring gambling into the fold, we knew this type of stuff would take place. Now, Mo, how much have this, you think, as today go, How much have this hurt the NBA and those that were gambling, that was going to gamble on the second, because this is the second day of the NBA opening, correct?
Right.
And if this is the second day of the NBA opening, has it overshadowed their brand?
Yeah, because of the image, what was going on, and how the gamble, because it's a revenue. The revenue is that, if I can gamble win off the games, I can go to Vegas and play the draft team and all that stuff. And the NBA, never had anything like football. You don't see their face at all. You know that. But NBA players, you see their face. You see they run down the court. You see them in a uniform. You see them dunking. They don't commercials. You see them a lot. This revenue is so big. So you think about it now. The image of the NBA, is it fixed? Who's going to win today? Is the ref going to be a part of it? Is the coach a part of it? Now it's not going to take the excitement away from who's going to win, because they're not sure if the gambling or somebody's gambling on the game. And the trigger of the game of the image of the shield itself is damaged, is leaning because of the fact that people are gambling on the game. Coaches and players are gambling and hurting the game. Now, it's been going on for years. In the 70s, it did it. But that was David Stern, that he started putting the foot down. He started making it tough for him. It was, back then, it was crazy. Now, it's open. It's illegal. You can't gamble. You can gamble. Now, we're putting the people, we got coaches and players doing it. It's just okay. And the crazy part for me is this. They're watching you every day. Why are you gambling? Why?
Why are you in that situation? More they listen, and it boils back to a statement that I made earlier. You can take the brother out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the brother. So now, once you start making this money, you become invincible. Or when you get that high up, as high as Chauncey, as high as Gier, and these guys got, when you're doing illegal gambling with the mafia, they weren't never going to come out of this at all anyway. That you just wasn't. You think the mafia is going to let you come out and they're making a lot of money? You're in bed with them. There was going to be no good ending to this. And at the tables, this was the interesting part of it, because I think they were saying, one of the guys lost, $7 million, sat down to the table and lost $7 million. $7 million.
You know what, Tony Tudor? They had contact lenses. They had clear tables. They had cameras. And what they were saying was that everybody was a part of the scheme, to the people, the players, to call the fish. The fish were the people that was getting messed up. You know what I'm saying? The fish they called. And they were getting jammed up. Those are the ones, the fish were losing the money. But if you're not a fish, you were winning. So everybody was a part of that scam. Everybody was part of the scam. So now you know if you're part of the scam, now you're getting in trouble. Now you're a part of it. And the mob, everybody had a part of it. Getting a piece of pie. Chauncey Brain, let me ask you something, Tony. We both play with collegiate ball.
Yes.
If my homeboy and my friend, Chauncey, comes and they go gamble, I got money, I wouldn't think that he going to set me up. I'm thinking I'm a gambler. I'm going to try to make some money. I'm spending some money. And through the night, you're drinking and smoking cigars, you're not paying attention to you lose, because you may like, I win a little bit, lose a little bit. I win a little bit, lose a little bit. But you're getting scammed.
You get bamboozled, and you're not knowing it's your boy that's bamboozling you. Right. It ain't Billy Bob down the street. It's your boy that's bamboozling you. So how do you And like I say, Chauncey, okay, if Chauncey call you and say, hey, Mo, hey, man, come on, I got a sure thing, you're going to win. You're going to definitely win. You're going to win a lot of money. You're trusting him because, and you're trusting the situation because you're saying, guess what? Hey, man, Chauncey's there, and I know he is a stand-up dude, so I know he ain't going to cross me up. I know he ain't going to cross me up for the simple fact that he can't get jammed up himself. If he get jammed up, he loses his job, and I know he don't want to lose his job. So now, Chauncey has to go about and throw all that in, bring you in, he bamboozles you. Now, mm-hmm. it's going to hurt him reputation-wise. He's going to get hurt right. reputation-wise big time because now people are looking at him like, bro, you scammed us. Right. You bamboozled us. How could you, a guy that we trusted, and I wonder how many of his homeboys that he really do. And then now, here we go. How many of those guys that played on that team saying, okay, now I see why Coach was screwing them, giving us bad defenses. Well, now I see because he didn't want us to win. He did not want us to win.
Right.
So now they're in a situation to do we now start talking because I guarantee you the Trailblazers organization have interviewed every one of those people in the operation, not just the ones that play basketball, but everybody.
Everybody. The equipment man, the child lady, the statistician, everybody. You're right. Just to see what's going, because truly, I mean, you think about it, this man, Hall of Famer, NBA player, him and Damon Jones. Did you know how many people they know in the NBA?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just think about it. They know he played with Detroit. He's from Colorado. He played with Denver. Damon Jones played in Miami. They were, you see what I'm saying? You think he played Cleveland? Think about it. How many play NBA? It's, you know, it's his fraternity himself. So, you know, and just like Michael Jordan liked to gamble.
Yes.
Like Charbonne liked to gamble. Like any athlete that have money to gamble. You don't think they came with Chauncey and hung out with Chauncey and gambled with Chauncey? That group? Is thinking and thinking about we smoking cigars, drinking cognac, having a good time. Not thinking I'm losing a little bit, losing over there. I may lose a million here, a thousand here. It's okay.
And then
thinking about I'm getting set up.
That, and then you're looking at Mo.
Set up.
The setup now, the setup was elaborate, and this is what a lot of people don't understand. Because a lot of people may say, "Well, Darren, how did they lose 7 million? You sit at the table and lose 7 million. Guess what? When you got X-ray machines able to see through cards, able to actually see through the cards. How can you win? That's like playing spades. And all of a sudden, somebody's whispering into someone's ear and saying, hey, he got that big joker. He got that big joker. He got that ace of spades. He got five trumps in his hand. They're giving the insight. It is impossible for you to win. But I'm trying to figure out how do one sit to a table and lose 7 million. But not only that, you got to understand if you don't pay, the consequences that come behind. The consequences that come behind that is detrimental. And Stephen A. spoke about the FBI director speaking at the press conference. That's big because now you will start. Now you are seeing a power move being played, a direct power move being played. And once you got that power card, man, look out. Look. Yeah. We know you're going to, the time that's going to be handed down on this is going to be crazy. Because guess what? They're saying to themselves, we're going to set an example. We're going to let you know that guess what? We coming. We're telling
you. Let me tell you something, y'all. Let me tell you something. The mafia ain't gonna really, you know what's going down? Damon Jones, Chauncey Billups. They going, they're in the middle. They ain't going to pick a bigger fish. They use them for the pond, use the name. They're the one going down. They're the face of going down.
Because right now,
they're the face of going down.
Yeah, and right now, I heard the names of mafia families. That's like you say, the Love family, the Sands family. That could be anybody. I have not seen one of their faces attached to this. We just heard names, and we heard last names. We didn't hear, we didn't see actual faces of these individuals. We're just seeing three faces that's being used to blow this thing out the water. Out the water.
Right.
Thomas, I was trying to see if you got this, that last video. Once you get it, please let me know, because I want to show some of the people elaborately how this scheme was elaborately put on. So once you get it, just hit me up. But now, Mo, from the basketball standpoint, are they calling, are all the NBA execs calling meetings with every one of their organizations to ask, hey, have any of you guys been to any one of those gambling setups? Are you guys involved in gambling?
Indefinitely.
And let us know.
And you better tell the truth.
Yeah.
You better tell the truth, because indefinitely, they add, I would ask, hey, listen, I have a meeting this morning. They have a 6 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, they have a team meeting. I need everybody at 10 o'clock. No 10-on-1. Closed door, we're talking.
Listen, hey, honestly, closed team. Hey, you're home. I need you here now. You need to get to the building. And I wonder, normally, I'm gonna be honest. Normally I've seen it happen before to somebody, not with gambling, but with something else. When something is getting ready to break, the league already knows it. Okay, Thomas, can you do me a favor? Play that from the beginning. Play that video there, starting with the beginning. Let's roll it, because this is going to give you guys a lot more of what was really going on from that standpoint. Can you play that soundbite from CNN?
Rolling FBI probe into mafia-linked gambling and sports rigging schemes are sending shockwaves across the NBA and the United States. This is all part of two different major federal investigations dubbed Operation Nothing But Bet and Operation Royal Flush. The accusations in the indictments are rather shocking. NBA players faking injuries, underperforming in games on purpose, even giving insider tips about other players such as Lakers star LeBron James. Then there is the separate case, rigged poker games, where officials say high-tech cheating technology, including special contact lenses and x-ray devices that could see through face-down cards, that technology was used to steal millions from victims. So far, 34 people have been arrested, including Portland Trailblazers head coach and Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, as well as former NBA coach and player Damon Jones. 13 members and associates from three different New York mafia families. Yes, I'm talking about that mafia, the Gambino and Genovese crime families, among others, also arrested. CNN's Bryn Gingras has more on the arrests and the shocking allegations that are making the NBA season's opening week rather unprecedented.
And see, guys, this, you saw the elaborate setup. How can one win going into that? You can't win going into that. For the simple fact is that you see the x-ray. You heard what they said. Special contact lenses.
Right.
So that means I could be sitting at the table, which I would love to see those contact lenses where you can see x-ray and you can see. I've never heard of that. That blows. So that lets us know that is that type of technology that is out. But you can literally see through paper and see what's on the other side. The machines, x-ray machines that are in there. Because, you know, normally if the way that kind of thing was set up, They wasn't worried. They wasn't thinking because it would be, they were going off the word of someone that took them there. They trusted it. But it goes back to, like they said, we still haven't seen the faces of those mafia family guys yet.
But you know, who you see the most, who you see they put on television? Three African-American athletes. Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, and Chauncey Billups. You don't see the mafia guys on there. Their names, they been announced. They say they got 13 of them.
Yeah.
Their first name, everybody knows. They say their first name. Antonio, Zenio. They don't got none of their names. But you hear Chauncey Billups.
Correct.
You hear Terry Rozier. You hear Damon Jones. That's the thing that as us athletes got to realize. Once we're put in that situation, we're in the middle. We bring the people to the party.
Yes.
And then when people get mad, they turn on us. And then your name, you're in the party, you're in the middle, and your name involved. And the mafia's on the other side saying, "Hey, you cool? I'm over here. They don't got my name, but they got your name.
They got your listen." And I guarantee you, and I'm gonna say again. I'm willing to bet this wasn't a basketball player that got jammed up. This had to be somebody associated with one of these families. They had enough information and probably went back into the gambling scene, wired up.
Yep.
Wired up. For you to know that is that the schemes was that elaborate. And you knew when you went in there, when they raided it, they knew what they were looking for. How many people would know in a gambling house, I'm sitting over there with contact lenses, eyeglasses, and there's machines that can see through cards? Because they showed us on that interview where you could see through the card. It was showing it from CNN view. So how many times you can really literally get into that? Listen. I know they got the AI glasses now that you can see, and now the AI glasses have video up under the bottom, but I haven't yet heard that we got the AI glasses that can X-ray see through things. Once we get to that point, it's dangerous out here because how far can they see through?
Right.
Can they see through clothing?
Right.
You follow me? Can they see through clothing? Can they see through how far this thing is going?
I'm seeing it on Amazon now. I'm going to look. If we got it over China. So boy, that stuff, I never, ever heard nothing like that before.
I remember when I seen, and I bought, a guy gave me three pairs. The first pair of glasses that had a camera to it when you walk. Because I used it for training. So I know they got it where you got the cameras to it. But I've yet to see anything on Amazon or come up to where you can X-ray see-through things. And the elaborate machines that was literally at their exposure. That means, guess what? This was high tech. And I'm quite sure Chauncey Billups had to know some of this information that, hey, this is how these guys going to, hey, you got to go out and get us some players, Chauncey. We need to make some money. Because I guarantee you, they was using his contacts to influence other NBA basketball players and people that they're associated with to come into this ring because Chauncey Billups' face is clean or was clean, allegedly.
That's what I'm saying, Tony.
It's
what I'm saying now, like, how you trust that guy? That's what I'm saying. He got, there's a lot of NBA players that are going to be pissed. Like, I was there.
You know what I mean? Because now you got it. You got to admit that you was there because guess what? You know the FBI know that you was there because they got video you was there. They got voice messages you. I'm quite sure they done, listen, they done tapped all their phones.
Yeah.
Anything that was moving in there, they have computers, whatever have you, as you walk in and out of doors, video cameras, because I'm quite sure they had cameras there. All that stuff the FBI at this point, I guarantee you to have in the field. So you can't not lie. If they knock on your door, you better say, yeah, I was there on that day. I just went gambling. I lost. I lost $50 million. I didn't know nothing was going on. And then you know what the FBI gonna ask you, well, who else was there? Because they're gonna keep looking, they're gonna keep fishing. You in bed with the FBI now. But I know three guys that I know that can't say no. Because your codependent is who, Mo?
Hey, show them old Larry John, everybody. Your name, but you know, when you there's a lot, like you said, there's some guys right now saying, oh, man, my name is coming up. Oh, my name ain't coming up. Nervous. Oh, my name ain't coming up. Oh, my name ain't coming up.
If you know you was in the room, if you know you was in the room, it's coming up.
Right. Right. Right.
Especially when they said these guys couldn't, when they said these guys could not pay up. They went to mafia tactics.
So,
you know, they went to mafia tactics to try to get this money.
But see, so you lose five hands and that's it. Now, okay, now you got to think about it. How can I pay this money back? Well, if I do this here, I get this money, I pay you back. I do this here, you know, you got to do this. And it's all a setup. Because that's what they want. They take your money, and then now I control you. I'm going to control you. Are you my B, basically. You're going to do what I tell you what to do. I'm controlling you, what you're doing. Now I got to, hey, don't put Mo in the game. Put him in the second quarter. Say something happened here. Hey, don't play that play over here. Do this over here. And then you're like, man, Mo never missed a shot like that. He missed a shot.
And one of my guys was saying, my man Wayne, he said, it was, I guess they got it. Well, one time, as Wayne said, that Rozier wouldn't even chase a ball down. It looked kind of fake. That he couldn't chase the ball down. So now, here we go again. And they talked about how they were setting it up. Guys was going to play. Guys wasn't going to play. They was waiting to send out the injury report once everybody took the bets in. Once everybody took the bets in, the bets came in. Thomas, if you can, play that last video again. I really want people, my listeners that probably just joined us, to understand how elaborate this scheme was. Can you play that for me again?
A sprawling FBI probe into mafia-linked gambling and sports rigging schemes are sending shockwaves across the NBA and the United States. This is all part of two different major federal investigations dubbed Operation Nothing But Bet and Operation Royal Flush. The accusations in the indictments are rather shocking. NBA players faking injuries, underperforming in games on purpose, even giving insider tips about other players such as Lakers star LeBron James. Then there is the separate case, rigged poker games, where officials say high-tech cheating technology, including special contact lenses and x-ray devices that could see through face-down cards, that technology was used to steal millions from victims. So far, 34 people have been arrested.
See, they said contact lenses. They didn't say glasses. I'm hearing contact lenses. My man Wayne said, boy, they set Chauncey up real good.
Yes.
He got in bed with him, once he got in bed with him, there was not going to be an out.
There was
not going to be an out. He was in. He could not get out. And he's gotten out now, but it has cost him. It has cost him. It cost him a lot. Now, this is what I say. Now, do the NBA now, because you know they're holding it against us, do they look at other black head coaches that are coming up and say, we might not want to touch him. We've given him a chance, and look what happened. Does that come into play? Well, we got 2 minutes left on the air. Listen, do you think this hurt other young black coaches in the NBA that are going to try to get jobs or across the sports conglomerate, period? Do you think this is going to hurt all professional sports when it comes to black young coaches or black coaches, period, trying to get jobs in these organizations?
50-50. I mean, personally, if I'm a owner, I'm definitely going to interview the black guy, the African-American candidate, make sure, listen, you know, this is very important. Put it down on the table. Tell them what you expect from them, what is not to do. And this is what's going, because The NBA is going to be, oh, this is the second day. The NBA is in shock. They're rules and stricken.
Bad.
Right? They're going to be looking like, hey, make sure your coaches have this kind of rule, kind of code of conduct that don't do this again, because you're going to get fined. You're going to lose money now. You know, so it's the only guy to tighten up. I think individuals should get an opportunity, but Chauncey and them, like you said before, greed is everything that caused them
You got in bad. They got in bad with them. You know, we got to close out, but they got in bad with them, and it has cost them their careers. Possibly has been to cost them their freedom. So we're going to close out here on the Total Sand Show. Listen, if it's breaking news, we're going to bring it to you. We're going to make sure that we give you all the insight, all the info. That was my man, Mo. What's happening, Mo? We're closing out here on the Tony Sands Show. Until we see you next week, hopefully we don't have to break no more news, have to get the news to you, because we got to let you know. My listeners, I want to give you each and every day a part of what we know in the sports world. We're closing out here. Thomas, thank you, my brother. Thomas is our producer, and he is doing a heck of a job. We're closing out here. See, as we talk to you next week.